When it comes to the weather, we all want to know, what did Skilling say? Watch for updated forecast from Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling, weeknights on WGN-TV.
Oh, Kevin, what an amazing read that was.
A little cliffhanger at the end there.
Yeah. I wasn't sure where you were going.
Build the suspense, you know.
Yeah. All right. Now, we're joined. Richard Roper is here, and Richard and I hosted a radio show for many years, down the dial a little bit, and we used to have this guy who was executive producer of the show. His name was Jocko, and I was first introduced to Jocko on the eve of the Democratic Convention in 2008. The first time I actually met him was at O'Hare Airport on our flight to cover the convention in 2008. And we got caught in a tornado once we landed in Denver.
Sure did.
It was quite a moment. And Jocko became a regular contributor. He's a guy, if you watched Fox Sing in the Morning years ago or any of those things, Jocko's been around the media world for a long time.
Worked with our morning man, Bob Surratt.
Yes.
When he was a TV morning man.
Exactly.
I've known Jocko forever. And he's so stylish that, true story, we had Vidal Sassoon, the late Vidal Sassoon on the program, who said, "I like your style," to Jocko.
Yeah.
Where did you get that kerchief or whatever
it was? Oh, it was quite
a thing. Beret.
So Jocko after many, this is like Parks and Rec.
Okay.
Jocko, after many years of being a television and radio executive in this town and a famed, people would put him on the air, like Rosie O'Donnell, when she had that show. Remember, she had the syndicated show from Oprah's studio here?
Sure.
She put him on the air in the last couple of weeks, and she would refer to him as Jacques. And you're like, oh my, why does she have Jocko on? So he left all of that. It's like Green Acres, kind of. He left all of that to go back to his hometown of Macomb, Illinois, and become the director of something or another in the town of Macomb, Illinois, where he's in charge of making sure that the rest of the world knows about Macomb, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Because it must be working because we're having him on. Now, as such, you'll have to explain this. You have made a topiary version of Abraham Lincoln in the town of Macomb that you think the whole world should come and see.
This is true. First, let me say hello, guys. Thank you for having me on. I miss you. Mm-hmm. And it's the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau that I'm the executive director of.
Oh, the MacBubby.
That's a big deal here in Macomb.
Of course it is. You're the Leslie Nope of Macomb, as Rose said. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. We got it. We got it. That's awesome. Okay. Congratulations.
Yeah. Okay. So what am I supposed to go to Macomb for?
Well, it's Lincoln like you've never seen him before.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be a 15-foot tall by 8-foot wide topiary bust of Abraham Lincoln. The topiary aspect being that his beard will all be live, living flowers.
Okay.
So it's just his head.
So thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
He's not going to have like a flowery chest as well. It's a bust.
Well, he doesn't have a chest.
Okay. So it's a giant Lincoln head. Does he have the big the stovepipe the top hat on?
Of course he does. Yeah.
And he's got
a metal stovepipe hat.
Okay.
So it's actually almost like a stovepipe.
Yeah.
And then his head is made out of a cement that was designed with a 3D printer.
Oh.
It's very state of the art. Very very modern.
Mm-hmm.
So steel hat, cement head, and topiary beard.
Yeah.
So now, wait a minute. This is all going to be living beard stuff.
Jocko, were you stoned when you came up with this idea?
I want to go see this.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to. I mean, it's legal now.
Yeah.
So, you know. Here's the thing. Macomb has a really rich Lincoln history that has not really been exploited here at all.
Mm-hmm.
And Macomb, as you may or may not know, is not really on the path to anywhere. You have
Correct.
To want to come here.
Yes, right.
So we wanted to do something to recognize Abraham Lincoln. And, of course, a bronze statue seems like the logical thing to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there are many of them around. So we thought, what can we do that's something different? What's going to be something that can actually recognize this man and his coming to Macomb, and at the same time, have kind of a little roadside attraction type of appeal.
So this is a permanent installation.
It's a permanent installation on the front lawn of Macomb City Hall in downtown Macomb, right off the square.
Right.
So will this reflect? Okay, so we're talking about shrubbery, right? Flowers and trees and bushes are going to make up Abe Lincoln's beard.
Fit a tree in his face, but yes, yeah. Flowers
okay.
specifically.
So my question is then, in the winter, would we then have clean-shaven Honest Abe? Because they'll all die.
Yeah. Well, and that would have been the Abe that came to Macomb on several occasions back in 1858 when he was debating Douglas. Yes, theoretically we would have that, but perhaps there would be, it might be decorated for Christmas or whatever seasonally will be there.
It's like chia pet of Abe Lincoln, basically.
Well, yes, but it's just his face.
But just his face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How tall? How big is this?
I mean,
how big is this guy?
Looking chia pet you will ever
15
see.
Feet
and
high?
And the largest one.
15 wow. feet high, so a story and a half high, 8 feet wide.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so you can't mention Douglas anymore. You can't even mention the Lincoln-Douglas debates anymore because now all of a sudden we found out that Douglas was a pro-slave dude. Mm. Other than Lincoln-Douglas, was Abraham Lincoln ever in Macomb for any other reason?
Well, he did come through here when he was very young, in his early 20s.
Uh-huh.
He came through with troops heading north to fight in the Black Hawk War. Probably can't say that
anymore. Oh my God!
No.
There's no good.
I can't say anything.
No, the history of him in Macomb is all bad. Like he's going to go fight the indigenous peoples? No, we can't bring that up. No wonder you're going to put flowers
on
his face.
Just edit that part out. Just leave that part out. Lincoln was here, and he gave a speech.
Yeah.
A couple of times to 4,000 people. I'm sure that he handed out suckers to young people and was very friendly, and he was a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Well, that's good. All right, we'll take that then.
Actually, what did happen here that is incredibly interesting is that the Freeport question, which was the question that really kind of swayed the campaign for Lincoln and Stephen Douglas, was actually devised here at the Randolph Hotel. And then he went from here to Freeport. And that question basically put Douglas, who I know I can't say his name, mm-hmm. in a trick bag about slavery and how he was in favor of slavery. So what it ended up doing, this question that Lincoln posed, actually lost Lincoln the Senate seat to Douglas, which he knew would happen. But what it did, it was propelled him into the presidency, because 2 years later, they ran against each other for presidency, and that question came back up, and it
kaboom!
It messed it up for. So basically, you can say, if Lincoln hadn't been here in the Randolph House, he might not have never been president.
You'd have Douglas on the penny, and they'd be recalling all the pennies.
Right. Well,
exactly.
We might have gone the other way. I mean, if Douglas were president, we might not have had a civil war, and God knows what it would be like in America now. That's like all these things that are on. Like Netflix now, where the next thing you know, we didn't. It was
parallel universe,
right?
Thing, yeah,
yeah. Either the Russians won the Cold War, or the Nazis won World War II. It's bad. I do see one of the other attractions. One of the top 10 attractions in Macomb, Illinois, is the Stickle Halfway Farm Site.
Well, this is all part of the Looking for Lincoln tour.
Oh, sure.
Of which this giant topiary head that we have is the centerpiece.
Mm. I see. So there's 10 places
you can
go.
So these are all the stops. That Stickle farmhouse is actually where Abraham Lincoln camped with his troops that weren't going someplace that we didn't want anybody to know about.
Okay.
Are you going to hire like a local 6'4" gaunt guy to be Lincoln? I notice you're looking at my giant head. He'll come out from behind it.
We are going to be doing the unveiling of this on Saturday, August 29th.
We're busy.
At 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We're going to stream it live on Facebook, and we are actually going to have like a four-piece band there, and there's actually going to be unveiled under an unveiling, and Abraham Lincoln himself will be doing
that unveiling. You got Lincoln. All right, nicely done.
That's very good. He's a hard get.
www.facebook.com/visitforgottonia, which is where we are down here in Forgottonia. You can watch that. You can watch the unveiling live and watch Abraham Lincoln pull a sheet off of himself.
Okay. Now, is Forgottonia with one T or two?
That's two.
Two T's.
Thank you.
All right.
Forgottonia.
Okay. Why are we calling it that?
Because it's the forgotten part of it.
Well, that's a whole other story for another interview.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, young fella.
If you want to find out more about that, you can go to www.visitforgottonia.com.
I like how Jocko still goes,
all right, now
http://www.
All right. Okay.
Well, Mary Todd, don't dally. We've got to get to the unveiling.
I think it's going
to
be a very fun thing. I'm glad. You guys must have thought so. Otherwise, there's no other way you would have had me on.
That's exactly right.
Now, I want to ask you a question, though, and I've got 30 seconds left, but our sports guy, Kevin Powell, has got to find a new place to live, and he's begging to come live at my house. And since you've done that before many a times in the many years that we worked together, would you suggest that he live in my house?
Oh, yeah. The only reason why I ever came to your house is because your place was a lot nicer than mine.
Rose space is great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really big with a lot of extra rooms.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hey, can I tell you one more thing, though, I got to clear up for you? You said
okay, Columbo.
You said about the tax dollars. No tax dollars were spent on this.
No tax. Thank God. I mean, that's good news.
People at the Macomb Rotary sponsored the entire thing.
They voted on the flower beard. You got your money.
They did.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Jocko Headblade.
He's the best. You're the best, Jocko.
He is the director of the, what is it? What are you doing?
The Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau's Unforgettable Forgottonia.
Okay.
We tried to come up with a longer name, but we couldn't.
Do you have marijuana dispensaries in Macomb downtown?
Not yet.
Doesn't sound like it.
But we're planning on, if we can't get that done, you know, maybe we'll turn that Lincoln head into, you know.
Yeah, pot. I'm just thinking. What you should do is you should turn Macomb into the pot capital of the state of Illinois.
Lincoln's
and you want to bring people down there.
I'm not sure that a lot of people would be all for that down here.
You're the guy to teach them. Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. All right, thank you, Jocko.
Thank you. Love you guys. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
It's a great Jocko Headblade right there. Let us now check in with Lauren Lapka, who is manning the fort here. She's in for Kim Gordon in the WGN Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.